So I've actually, let me star the pulmonary circulation, where you can see that the pulmonary artery and vein, I'll star that just to really emphasize the point, are actually the reverse of what I just said, right? Because the pulmonary artery is actually going to carry the deoxygenated blood, and the pulmonary vein is carrying the oxygenated blood. So clearly that's the reverse of what I just said. But that is one exception to the general rule, which is that arteries definitely look red and veins generally look blue. Okay, so those are two points of differences between the arteries and veins. Let's keep going. So now you know that arteries are high pressure, right? Because the heart is pumping the blood out, and it's going to be under very, very high pressure. And so I kind of think of the arteries as being like a river, a fast-flowing river. So you can think of this as fast-flowing, high pressure. So that is the third difference. So this is a high-pressure system. Third difference is that it's a high-pressure system. In fact, maybe I'll even emphasize the point by writing the word very large, high pressure. And actually, the other thing we think about with arteries is that there's not so much volume in the arteries. So if you actually looked at, let's say I froze time and I actually try to figure out where all of the blood was located, not too much of it is in the arteries. So it's actually a very low volume system. I'll write volume very small. And the veins are the opposite. They're kind of a large volume system, and they have really kind of low pressures. So I'll write pressure very small over here. And if you actually figured out what percent is where in terms of the amount of blood, about 5% of the blood at any point in time would be in the heart. And let's say about 5% would be in the capillaries. And then about 10% or so would be in the lungs. So what are we up to now? We're at 5 and 5 is 10, 10 plus 10 is 20. And then we have another about 15% in the arteries. So about 15%. So that's actually not too much blood. And so the remaining, 65% of the blood is actually in the veins at any point in time. So that's remarkable, right? About two-thirds of the blood at any point in time is actually sitting in all the veins combined. And so the way I've drawn it is really not really the best way to draw it. I should really erase this and really redraw this to make it much more accurate. It should look a lot more like this, right? Like a big, giant lake of blood. And so this is actually how to think about the veins. It's actually a very, very low pressure, but high volume system. So that might be the third point I'll bring up on the blood side, or on the vein side, is that it's a high volume system. So high volume.